Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Fairbanks City Council special work session. This is June 4th, 2025 at 7 a.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Prus.
Here.
Mr. Cleworth.
Here.
Ms. Therian.
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle is not present today. Ms. Tidwell.
Here.
Mr. Marnie is not present. Mr. Ringstad.
Here.
Okay. Well, first up is Ordinance 6283 as amended. An ordinance amending the Fairbanks General Code by enacting Section 10-207 to require that vacant buildings be secured and registered, establishing for violations and these requirements. This is advanced from June 9th and was originally introduced on June 24th, 2024. And everyone but Jerry Cleworth is now involved in this. So we'll have we've discussed this many times. Mr. Ringstad, any input on this?
Maybe it's time to finally do something.
What's that, sir?
I think it's time to finally do something. I was going to say something else, thought it was probably not appropriate. So,
any other comments on this, Ms. Therian?
Yes, I was thinking that indeed. That 30 days
might just be a little short, and I would think, especially if the owner was traveling or something, that I would like to maybe see it be 60 days, because the penalties are pretty extreme after that.
Well, on our next meeting, you could put that in as an amendment.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody feels about that.
We've gone through so many reiterations of this and thoughts that 60 days is not an issue, to tell you the truth. What it is, it's more of an avenue for our police and our city to know that this property is vacant, to be watching it on behalf of the property owner. So we're not here to make money on it. We're here just to make sure that protection is given when needed. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll go to Ordinance 6285 as extensively amended. And we will let Mr. Chard speak on this one. It's an ordinance, as amended, creating a property tax rebate program to encourage revitalization and economic development. Mr. Chard.
So council has before the body an amended version. What you have on your desk this morning is a proposed substitute. There's a lot of cross out on that proposed substitute. It's not substantive. It really does one major thing. The amended version that the body has before it amends the Fairbanks General Code to try to put the program in the code. Because the program sunsets after a couple years and it's a pilot kind of test program, we thought maybe it would be better to have it as a standalone ordinance, not try to jam it into the Fairbanks General Code. So the version that you have in front of you with all the cross-offs, the proposed sub, basically just repackages it as it's a standalone ordinance, not a amendment to the general code. Everything else is substantively the same. I will point out that we left the language in there about the exemptions and deferrals, as opposed to really emphasizing the rebate language. It is a rebate program, but the state statute and authority that flows from it really kind of leans more heavily on deferral and exemption. Everything else should be the same. If folks take a look through it, have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Even though Ms. Sprinkle is not here, I'd like to give kudos to Ms. Sprinkle for really working on this over the last 60 days and taking this and seeing what could be done and how it could be done. And our chief of staff too, and our scholar legal. Any discussion on it? Mr. Ringstad.
Our friends across the river, they were gonna do something parallel to this. Has that been introduced over there yet?
No, it has not. And what we should probably do is in the next week or two, have us meet with them again to go over what we're doing, if you'd be available for that, and Ms. Sprinkle. Yeah. You know, this, Mr. Clayworth.
Yeah, a question for you, Tom. The heading now says creating a property tax rebate program, yet the third whereas strikes the word rebate and says exemption or deferral. You want to change the heading to say exemption or deferral, or does it matter?
I appreciate that question a lot, Mr. Clearworth. The state statute uses the phrase exemption or deferral. I think that the rebate program that Councilmember Sprinkle envisions falls within that more general exemption deferral category. And so I think that's how we're pushing that through. There is a passing mention of the word rebate in the Fairbanks North Star Boroughs Code. And I think it's in keeping with the spirit of the state statute.
Any other discussion? Thank you. We'll move on. And if you have any questions, please contact myself, Ms. Sprinkle, or Mr. Chard. Next up is Ordinance 6305, an ordinance amending Fairbanks General Code, Section 70-162, to ensure visible and safe traffic intersections and amending the city's schedule of fees and charges for services. And this was introduced by myself. Mr. Pristash, please come on up without your safety suit on and see if there's any questions from the council members. Any questions? We've discussed this many times and appreciate your diligence on this and explaining to the council what the different traffic pattern laws are from an engineering standpoint.
Thank you.
And the setbacks and what may happen. So, any other discussion? Ms. Therrien.
On F, the cost of remediating and removing hazards, do you feel those fees are reasonable and can get the job done?
I think there's a $200 minimum, but the actual cost of removing the obstructions would be the actual fee charged.
Okay. And you think that's good?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you very much, Mr. Pristash, for your in-depth testimony. Item number five, resolution 5174, resolution establishing a private property voluntary cleanup campaign. This has not been introduced. It will be introduced by myself on June 9th. Jared, come on up. Would you please bring us through this, sir?
Good morning, everyone. So, proceeding through the code compliance process and getting that up and running. One of the things that myself and Jeremiah Cotter, as my partner in the solid waste and litter side of things, we've really been passionate about finding a way to head things off at the pass, so to speak, before they become a larger scale. You know, it's been this way for years. It gets worse and worse and worse. So the idea of this is to take some of the set aside, already allocated abatement funds, and have this program be in place for people who are recognizing that I just need some help with my property, right? So, in my mind, this could have a greater impact across the community than the highly focused, targeted blights and abatements that naturally take more time to get done. I feel like this gives us a really good double whammy to help improve conditions across multiple neighborhoods, across the entire community with this concept. We already have working agreements in place with a local waste company. We established good relations for that. And kind of really working on a test pilot of this concept and wanted to bring it before the council to make you aware of it and go from there.
We're looking at a labor pool of volunteerism from different military unit and organizations. We've worked with them at the Clay Street Cemetery, and I've also come across a few platoons and groups that have basically mandatory community service to do for our community. And my thought is we need at times manpower for collecting refuse, trash, things like that. And to relieve the cost burden on the homeowner is significant. You know, in today's world, in the city of Fairbanks, there's so many costs of home ownership now, and or it's extended to leasing. And so my thought is any type of savings we can produce, and we have organizations that would want to do this. And I have friends of mine who basically, they just need something to do. And this does it on behalf of the city of Fairbanks. So anyway, Mr. Ringstead.
So in this, the cost in this thing, what do you envision these costs going to? What are the expenses? I mean, tipping fees?
So yes, the
and some fuel for equipment.
So what we have is we basically, if we don't get tipping fees waived, right? Thus far, the borough and us have we had our first waived tipping fee of the year that we've worked together, and
you'll have a report on that on Monday.
That was
a big one.
But that was a multi-day process just to get the tipping fee done. Mm-hmm. With a whole lot more staff than I think it should be necessary, but but this program, the idea is that if we can't get the tipping fee waived, this incorporates the cost of that into the initial projections of what we'd like to do. So let's say we have a 40-yard container that is full to the gills, right? As loaded as we can get, right? Margaritas has good numbers for what that costs to get done. So if we project out that in worst case scenario, that's slightly under $1,000 for a full 40-yard container, dropped off, picked up, and disposed of entirely. Well, if we take, say, 10 grand from the total abatement budget and use that towards 10 properties that fill out the application, we go vet, yes, this is worthy, and do it from that, well, then that, to me, is 10 grand well spent, if it even comes to 10 grand, because we would pursue tipping fee waivers.
What other areas are you looking at needing expenditure to actually cash to do this?
I mean, in its current conception, that's really about it. It covers the idea that we have is there'll be a section to say, you know, we have, do you need volunteer assistance? Would you like it? Yes or no? And then we would basically go, you know, engage with that citizen to pursue that. And because hopefully, you know, we can spread this out, right?
Well, what we try and do is every property you've always hear me say is different. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing we look is at cost containment. Does the city come in and do it? Can we get the Fairbanks Rescue Mission in to do it? And that's at a much significantly reduced rate. They have 5 to 6 people, and they started doing work for us as of June 1. Or can we use a volunteer program for people who are not turning, it's not like they need to help clean up, so they're not being turned in, but they realize that they have an opportunity to clean up their property. And that's what this one falls into. So, Ms. Therrien.
Thank you. So would we be renting a piece of equipment to carry this 10-yard container, or are we going to use city vehicles?
The city doesn't own the type of container transport, you know, the containers and the trucks to haul them. We don't have those. So this would be contracted through local waste, yeah.
And what do you think that's going to cost for you per
property?
A 40-yard container, the numbers we've been given, dropped off on site for one day and picked up and taken away, it was $282.
200. So on top of the tipping fee, 282.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did we get bids on that, or you just called people?
We called people, yeah.
Yeah.
Because okay. It's such a low number.
Yeah.
Mr. Cleworth.
So the idea here is to fund this from the abatement funding that we do annually, to take it from that, the 150?
Yes.
Okay. Is it needs-based? I mean, can you determine if somebody's taking advantage of us in this situation, or they really need us to do this?
That'll be determined by myself.
Okay.
You know, we're here to help as much as we can, but a property owner who has let their property get very deteriorated or destabilized must be incumbent upon themselves to cover that cost per se. Now, other people, you know, things happen. We understand that. We can get volunteers to help. This is the low maintenance hanging fruit, so to speak. This is not the intensive one that you'll be given information on Willow Street on Monday, or the process of what's going on Hanson, or the different ones that are occurring right now that you'll be given updated on Monday. This is the low-hanging fruit one.
So how does the ball start rolling? Do we initiate, or do they contact us?
They contact us.
Okay. The thought is to get it up and running this summer, and then work through basically social media channels to try and coincide it with the normal spring, you know, yellow bag, let's clean up the neighborhoods. That's the idea at this point, is to kind of coincide it with that as a spring push.
In the past, when we've had a large abatement, and I'm thinking of one off Pager Road many years ago that we did, we had given them multiple warnings that they needed to clean up their property and all, and finally he just threw up his hands and said, I can't do it, come do it. So he invited the city to come in. We removed a ton of cars that went to auction, including a Googleplex. I don't know if you ever heard of one of those, but a cool car. We charged that individual.
Yeah. That's not what this program is designed for.
Okay. Do you have a fine line in mind as to...
Every property is different, and I think I do, you know. Something that volunteers can take care of in about 2 to 3 hours, that's, the low-maintenance ones. So.
Okay.
Ms. Therrien.
Yes, what have we spent so far this year on the abatement program?
On the abatement or the blighted properties?
The blighted properties. Okay. And, you know, do we have projected other expenses that we know are going to happen? I just want to make sure we have enough to take care of that.
We'll have a report on that for you Monday night, because we got our letters out, and now we're in the 30-day process of this coming into the end of that. And unless Margarita has a number for us already.
We've spent $25.
$25?
Whoa.
You're being very penny kind.
So you have $149,975 left.
Mm-hmm. And overall, we've been getting, for the most part, good owner feedback wanting to work with us. But there are a few that you'll see taking up this budget in the later half of June and July going into August. But It's so far, it's working well. It's working well. Ms. Tidwell?
Maybe in the future, we want to think about getting a truck and a roll-off for Public Works instead of renting one.
We'll see if the...
Someday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see if the head of Public Works wants to throw that in his capital project budget. He's not showing enthusiasm at this moment.
From his diligence, he had looked into that, and I believe it would take many years to pay at that rate that we've been giving versus the half a million or whatever it was for the truck and a couple containers.
But Ms. Sidwell, we have looked at that too, and I thank that of Public Works. And as a matter of fact, I would say this is about the 1 year anniversary of our Director of Public Works coming in, or his first season done, and he's done an exceptional job, and it was a very good hire, and I thank him for going through his first winter, his first spring, and now going into his first summer of getting everything done. Any other questions on Resolution 5174? Seeing none, comments? Mr. Ringstead? Ms. Tidwell? Ms. Therrien?
Nothing, please.
Mr. Clayworth?
I'm good, thank you.
From the mayor, everyone, thank you for being here. Couple mornings at 7 a.m. in a row with all the usual suspects in the gallery. And I thank you too. Everyone have a good day.